Good morning to you all.
Mentioned in the Mishnah in Ovis. And one of them it says is that the Amalek had made some type of gold decoration that was made in the Mishnah, and it used to produce fruit, and the fruit used to fall off. And as the wind blew, it used to, you hear the gold clinging away. And then it was about to be alive, something that could normally be dormant, but actual live things that used to grow in it. And that again was something we used to see continuously every time it would come. I think it wasn't even mentioned in one of those amazing issim, not one of the 10 issim mentioned in the Mishnah, obviously, because the Mishnah said it was something which fixed, there was a fixture there. The Mishnah was also talking about things like kibbutz, like the smoke, the components would blow, that was something which could change at every moment. The fact that the gold would produce fruit, that was something expected. It says in Pasha's Kriya that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, told the other Nesiim to place their sticks by the Aron HaKodesh. And then the Aaron was the one that produced the Shkedim, and the other ones didn't. So I heard that this was the, and they kept Aaron as a memento to show what will happen. He was the chosen one. So I heard that Bemet, the thought is, what's Pshat? I mean, any stick that you put, we see even gold. So no matter how good gold, then it produced fruit. So what's all big mess? The iron stick produced fruit.
The other ones in the same place didn't.
Right. So the fact that Aaron did what he did, that wasn't the Chiddush, the Chiddush is the other ones, right? So what's the Mishnah? The Pshat is, it's true, that the Kedusha of the Beis Mikdash was such that it gave life even to things which are dormant. That's the Kedusha of the Beis Mikdash. That was what it was. It was Mekayach Chayim. You go there, it would produce light on you. You and dormant light. If somebody would take a broom stick, it wouldn't work. Right. Anything which is a part of the system, part of the setup of the Beis Mikdash, would produce fruit. And that's why Hashem showed with Aaron and the other Nesiim. Why did Aaron produce the fruit? Because he's part of the system. He's part. He was the one chosen to act as the one who's serving the Beis Mikdash, the Mishkan. Why did the other ones not? Because they're like a broomstick. They're not part of the system. That's good for what exactly was the message which Hashem was showing. If you're part of the system, you have life. If you're not, you're not. And I learned this from Mashkiach, the same is actually Torah. Torah also is Kerahayim, that's Torah. And Torah can revitalize the person, can make him have Baldiger life. You have to connect to the Torah. If somebody's cynical and not connecting to the Torah, then it won't do anything to you. If you want to be part of the Torah, connect to the Torah, then the Torah has a tremendous hashpah. And we're focusing on the Beis Mikdash today, and we're saying about the things that happened in the Beis Mikdash. You see the Beis Mikdash had a clear of life. That's what it was. And that's something which we've lost and something which we don't want to have. Once again, the Korah. Okay, not Aleph on the base, but we're coming on Aleph on the base. We are holding at the two dogs, which are about two thirds of the way down.
And take them to
tomorrow. No, you're crying out halfway down. You're crying out. I got mixed up with the tickets. You're crying out halfway down. On my rabbi, Baba Shon, I'm a shlom, I'm a right down. Halfway down, just above halfway mark. The two dots. On my rabbi, Baba Shon, I'm a shlom, I'm a shlom. You sure you have
me? Yeah,
yeah. Very sweet. Boy, we need to talk. Remember, we said that boy has to be 10 talking deep. in order for there to be heaven, in order for there to have this koyach to snuff out the life of an animal, a person that falls inside. So bo shmoyne, if the pit is 8 tefachim deep, so 8 tefachim deep doesn't have that. But on the 8 tefachim, and hence 8 tefachim mayim, on the 8 tefachim there is 2 tefachim of mayim, which means that you have 6 tefachim of air and 2 tefachim of water. So says the Mishnah of Matzah Chayiv, if an animal would fall inside and die, it'd be Chayiv. My time. Why would it be Chayiv? I, there's no debt from 10. Because the tefach, the maya, is shaking a bosh adomi. Every tefach of water has the equivalent of double the amount of hevel than if it be dry. So amazing, if you make a cheshvan, you have, we had 8 tefachim pit, which means that 6 tefachim of air, and 2 tefachim, which is like 4 tefachim of hevel. 6 and 4 is 10 tefachim, and then for your chayim. For every 2 tefachim, for every tefach of mayim, is like 2 of your bosh. So 2 times 2 is 4. Well, that was the thing. Halach of Sukkah, 8 and 2, 8, which is made up of 6 and 2, you're chayav. Another combination. What's halach with Boi Tisha and Tefach? If you have a bit where there is 9 tefachim, 8 of it was air, and 1 of it was a tefach, from the end of tefach every moment, 1 of it was a tefach of water. Now, what's halach? Me on him the lady Fisher Maya. What would you say? You've got 8 tefachim of air, 1 which is like 2 of water.
9 tefachim.
No, it was a bit of 9 tefachim. Of that 9 tefachim, 8 tefachim of air, right? 8 tefachim of air, and 1 tefach of mine. That's how it became tonight. So you have 8, and you have 1 is like 2, so I would say it's like 10. 8 and 2 is 10. So do we say that? Or maybe since the Gemara, maybe not. Me on. Kim the Loina Fishimaya, since it's not so much water. Less be hemlock, then it won't have so much hemlock. Shmuel bar Masa was talking about a case where there's 2 tefachim of water. Wow, that can produce 4 tefachim of hemlock. And maybe 1 tefach of water can't produce 2 tefachim of hemlock. Maybe it's only because there's 2, it can produce multiple hemlock.
Except then the Gemara should have said 2 equals 4 if it's only limited to that 2. But it didn't, it said 1 equals 2. So why wouldn't it apply
over? Maybe when you have 2 tefachim, then every tefach of it can produce like 2.
I understand that. But the Gemara goes to is, well, if you have 1 tefach, or what if you have 4 tefach?
Right.
But it doesn't seem to work. So really, what should it do? Well, it's a question. It's
a shadow of the Gemara, indeed. The Gemara, I'm sure the Master told us a statement of 2 tefachim. Now, why do you talk about 2?
Right.
Why not talk about this 1 tefach? So it sounds as if there's a leadership. So that's what the Gemara wants to work out. Did he mean that? Did he mean specifically 2? Because specifically 2, there's this 4 tefachim on hell. But with 1 tefach, you wouldn't say it's like 2 tefachim. Or maybe no, maybe some spoke about 2.
Just the power of the 2, of 1 tefach might not be strong enough to create that much hell.
Right.
Is your question why?
But my question is,
why is it expressed
1 equals 2? Why not just say we have 8 of dry, or eight deep, then you have 2 tefachim of water. Those 2 tefachim of water are equal to 4 tefachim. Then you get rid of the ambiguity of working out, well, is each tefach only 2, and then assuming you do all the different variations of it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's the world's biggest difficulty because he was just explaining that of these 2 tefachim, each one of them has a curve like 2.
Right. Well,
and therefore, it's an apple.
I don't think that's why I don't think it's not a difficulty. And if that's a riot that you go with, because 1 equals 2, then you should just go 1 through 2 all the way through, as opposed to.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. A group of the subject of the car is based on his. And so I'm sure as a chance. Could very well be Emerson and that. On the one hand, he spoke about 2 tefachim. Sounds like you need 2 tefachim. On the other hand, he expressed it based on an equation of 1 tefach, which sounds like maybe even 1 tefach.
Right?
Okay. Is he expressing the Gemara's expression? This is my time.
No, it's his expression.
He's
yeah.
It's obvious that one can't be two in your cases, because if it were, then you had a five tefillin hole.
Well, we'll see. Yeah,
full of water. We'll see.
As we go on.
Then instead of that, it'll drown.
Okay, sure. I want to try and move. So we'll see. May or may not do we say, so every morning, this question was, very Tisha, very that was 9 o'clock in peak. When we had of that 9 o'clock game, 10 o'clock of mine, 1 bit is mine. So you had 8 and 1. Now, may or may not give the fish of my own, do we say, since there's not so much water, let's stay hemlock. Therefore, there's no ever, or you did.
Yeah.
Or maybe the other way around. Kim Domek Tvei, since in the end of the day, it's one tefach deeper than the case of Shmuel Bar Mausa. Maybe it's better, maybe it doesn't matter. If Shmuel Bar Mausa was talking about a somewhat shallow pit, it's only 8 tefachim. So maybe if it's a 9 tefachim pit, maybe it's got more heaven, and maybe even one tefach would be enough to be mashed. The Ein Rebbe the Shaila, what's Pshat in Shmuel Bar Mausa? Why did Shmuel Bar Mausa talk about 2 tefachim, why did he talk about 8 tefachim? Gemara thought maybe it's about 2 tefachim because it's critical to have a lot of water, 2 tefachim of water. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe the reason why he spoke about 2 tefachim is because he wanted to tell us a chiddush of a pit of 8 tefachim. Even if it's only a shallow pit of 8 tefachim, it's still possible to be chayav for the damages because it's got 2 tefachim of water. But indeed, if you have a deeper pit of 9 tefachim, maybe the one would be enough. Okay, next shayla. By Shiloh. Now, this is what Yagi was saying. By Shiloh, man, Shlisha. Why don't we have a pit that is 7 tefachim deep? Of those 7 tefachim, of the hen Shlisha's bottom line, there's 3 tefachim of water. Now, what's it in? So you have a pit 7 tefachim deep. How much air is there? Anyone have a bit of maths?
4
air, right? How much water? 3. 4 and 3 makes 7. So now, do we say, well, if you times water by 3 by 2, 3 times 2 is 6, 6 and 4 is 10, well, we've got to be 10 tefachim. Or maybe no, because it wasn't so
thinky.
So again, we have the Shmuel Bar Mausa told us 8 and 2. Maybe he said 8 and 2 specifically because at least there was 8. If it was 7, maybe they agree, it wouldn't be able to do any harm. May I bring on human beneficial Mayat Fay? Do we say, since there's so much water, is there ever on this level? And if they don't give it a long car, or do we say, since it's not so deep, let's be ever on this level?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who would be liable for it, though? Because if you think about it, at points of rock, it has to be owned by you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it just rained, so it's rainwater. He didn't create the water down there. So he's like, shoot them with shine. There's no chavata. He didn't create enough hevel to kill the person who dug. And then.
Yeah, but he's shaft not covering it to stop the water collecting it.
That's it. It's a good question you're asking. Well, Moshe's answer is the answer, but it's a good question. That means when we've seen in Rav said you're climbing several details. The simple understanding we've always seen is that when he dug out, he literally created that heaven, right? And if so, says Yeshua, if so, then the water drips in afterwards, he didn't create it, it came in afterwards. Nothing to do with him. So maybe it should be proper. But it's not exactly accurate because, like we saw in the previous Gemara, that if you make war, if you put extra bricks at the top, even though the hell is down below, you're chayav. That means once it becomes your boy, your chayav is considered your boy, created the hell that's inside. Okay, not necessarily your act of removing the earth is what creates the hell. It's the building of the boy that contains hell. And you have to guard it to make sure that
so the actual act of digging doesn't release hell from the earth and ground that's around there?
Well, we saw that. You see, even if you dig above the ground, there'll be heaven, right? You make a system on the ground, you do that, there'll be heaven. So it's the fact that you are limiting the amount of
and so somebody else, if Reuven digs it and then Shimon puts water in it, then Shimon takes ownership of it?
That's a very good time. Once it did, Reuven makes a bid and it's share, And Shimon pours the water inside. Shimon didn't dig a pit, but Shimon made that. It's very good.
It sounds like we have five.
It's very good shape.
Oh, he made the one, he made a den with
it. Shimon.
For the water.
Yeah, he didn't dig a pit, though.
He didn't do the
pit. By putting up a bottom?
Yeah, putting up bottom is surrounding. Yeah,
okay.
Ishmael, And he dug a pit to six, and somebody else came, or the ring came and brought four. Somebody else brought in, who would be like? I like it. I'm not sure.
What's the, if somebody takes a bit of eight, somebody else comes in and has two.
That we know.
The second person deserves what the first one did, and is responsible
for it. Right.
Is it not parallel with that case?
Is it the same? Somebody takes a bit of eight, and one person pours in two of water. Is it only the second guy tried? Is it the same? Or no? At least you made some type of mission. Yeah, I didn't make a mission. The mission was there. I made the mission maybe a little bit more dangerous, but I didn't even see when I was looking around and preparing for them. I didn't see somebody discuss the shame. It's very nice shame. I have to ask them die. That's a shame. Okay, fine. Right. Second wide line. No, sorry, I wasn't the sound. Boy, next three dots are up to Boy Minero, Shizbe, Mirabo. It's about 2 thirds of the way down. I thought we should be starting here. Boy Minero, Shizbe, Mirabo. If Shizbe asked Rabo the following shayla, this section of the Gemara until the next three dots was subject to a machlokes rishonim, which we spent some time working on, trying to save the kids in that. Nechim Amar, what if there was something at the pit and somebody else came along and widened that pit? Let's say it was 10 foot wide, not deep, wide, and a person made it 15 foot wide. What's the din? What's the shayla? Shayla is, do we say the second guy is the one who's down about a bone? He's starting getting involved in the pit. And therefore, he should now be also the bala boy. Maybe also, maybe not only. Nechim Amar, what's the din? Omane, Harimir, Tevron. So Rabbi answered back that if one widened it, doesn't deserve to have to pay at all. He did a good thing. He did a good deed. She says, "Talk about brought of this." Mission of the heaven. So talk about the party doesn't have to pay. No. Just the opposite. By making it wider, he might.
Fucking wide. Then now it makes it into 12 to fucking wide. So now it's
even that
some
have.
But it's stupidity changes, still killing her.
It can still kill her. Obviously, the less hell there is, the less chance it will kill. A pit of 10 can kill.
It doesn't have
to cover plenty of animals that fit through it.
Right.
So, Mila, so that's the shiny. This pit, he widened it. And Mitzad Echod, the hell became less intense. So maybe he should be hotter, he didn't do anything. Mitzad Shani. He made it wider in a way that more animals can fall in. So maybe he should be high because of the fact that he's now made it a more dangerous pit. So, says the Gemara. Next, let's see what happened. If the animal died due to the hevel, hari mi tavlo. So you wouldn't have to pay with a cat. He made it better. But it wasn't because of his act that animal died, because he made the hevel less, not more. But if it died due to actual physical injury, then he's fired because he's the one that did that. He made it curious. So these words of the Gemara are somewhat tricky, as you remember from the Gemara. Let's just do it because of what the Gemara said. The Gemara said at this stage, the Rashi said, you know what, look what happened. If you see the animal suffocated, then you know that it wasn't due to the person's fault. If you see the animal broke its leg or broke its neck, then you see it was because of him and you definitely didn't have to win. That's kind of what's good. And the shiny is, where did the apple fall from? Did it fall from the new extended side? Or did it fall from the original side? Where did it fall from? And this is my thing to show you. Let's see Rashi places and then we'll discuss it now. Rashi
it's about bottom third.
The chiva, yeah. The first word in the line is the top. Finish up. The chiva. Echo chiva. Well, you're one person. Are there any dog in pit of 10? Or what have you ever hit the pit? Somebody else came and why the pit?
Rashi is the pit.
Yes.
The lip.
The lip, right.
Top part.
Right. Because he wants to talk back his, the animal to fall in. Every drive on the base, and he hasn't made it any more dangerous. In fact, the animal to fall in more. Yeah, right. In fact, right from the beginning of the studio, we've been done this already some time. Then test on the base already. The first base on the studio is saying the 88. Okay, so. Harimi Tavlo says if she's been, she says Rabba. The Dominic Rocha, he had a Rocha. The Testament base. Harimi Rezeko, Shemiat Mokloi Mamid Oglaim. He was reminded the Mokloi of Mamid Oglaim, Veshemo Loi Hoyo Hoyo Hashoi. Maybe the ox wouldn't have gone there. Maybe it wouldn't have gone to the location where the original P was. So Bameda says that Shizbi, you should be high. And that's where Rashi stops explaining. That is the end of Rashi's pirush on the sugya. So what happened? How did the animal fall in? Did he fall from the new rat place or the old place? So Tosis understood, Ebab Lamai, second Tosis on the page. How about Tema, it's a peda. Awesome, this demand. We're saying that he died due to suffocation. The one who extended his bottom. Then he definitely had a tablo. It's true, he lessened the concentration of the hammer. If it wasn't, he widened it. It wouldn't fall. It wouldn't have fallen. Simameda. So he says, I don't understand you. You're coming. How did the animal fall in? Tosfos understood he fell in from the new side, the new extended side. And that was the things I don't understand this more at all. How will tame it? This more is that guilty understood, completely ununderstandable. It fell in from the new side. What do you want to say? No, like this application. Oh, it's not my fault. Had you not dug it, it wouldn't have fallen in. It wouldn't have died in suffocation. Why did it die from suffocation? Because it fell in. Why did it fall in? Because you extended it. So how can you let yourself on the hook by saying, well, okay, it didn't die from the bottom. It died from suffocation. And why did it die from suffocation? Because you extended it. So of course it should be tied. That's Thaisa's, I'm just going to finish up and then you can ask the question. That's Thaisa's power. Thaisa understood it. We're talking about it land from the new side. And that is it says Apple and Tim, it's impossible to understand the Gemara that way. But the other Rishonim don't understand that. Rishonim make events and bring it. We're talking about that he fell from the old side. Fell from the old side. And then we have a time. What's the svara? If it fell from the old side, why should he die behind anyway? Let's say that don't have water. Why should it be high? It was there beforehand. Here's the swan. If you extended it, so you become the bala boy regarding chavata. By you extending it and enabling more people, animals to fall in and hit themselves and injure themselves, you made more chavata. If you made more chavata, you're also now the bala boy, whatever side you fall on, because you now made more chavata. So if the animal does fall and hurts itself on chavata, so you're the bala boy. But if by extending it you lessen the hevel, you never became the bala hevel. Although you made more area where people could get there, but you didn't become the bala hevel, you could be less than hevel. So if it fell from the original site and it died due to hevel, but I never became the bala hevel. So I wouldn't be chayav. So according to Rashi, but what we have to decide is who is the bala hevel now? And making a chiluk regarding chavata, he's also the Baal Chavata. It's the original guy, and it's also me. So we're both the Baal Chavata, so we both have to be. Regarding Hevel, there's only one Baal Hevel. The one that made the original tense Hevel, that's it. Me, I lessen the Hevel, not the Baal Hevel. But if it would fall from the new side, then according to the Shidduch of Beth, it's Poshut. Going to all of it, becomes Rashi, whichever way you look, whether he died from the head or whether he died from the Chavata, it's Bosha, the Baal, the one that died, the one that extended, he's the one who's going to have to live.
And soul.
Soul.
Right. But if you went on the other side, and died of heaven,
that died due to the Chavata.
So if it died due to the Chavata,
it
should both be higher, even though he had no part in
this chavata,
and that's about
it. So by extending it, he became part of the Baba. Right? Like we know if somebody has a big
ball of war, the other section that he did, but the ball of war, the section he didn't do,
that's an Ashish Kiddush. If Ashish Kiddush is, like we know if somebody takes 8 and another has a big 9, yeah, it extends a bit in depth, that they're both equally viable, right? So no one to take this all about it. So to it as well. One person extends it widthwise and it hits itself in the first place, even though the second guy had nothing to do with this chavata. But he now became the bala boy regarding chavata.
Now, if there's any broken bone or anything like that, then you consider it's considered as if it was chavata as opposed to hevel. Because I thought that even, because we've got cases that we learn later on that the ties of hevel. You know, if we're dealing in the world of Rav, even if it smashes up, it died on its way down, or it died at the bottom. So how do you deal?
I'm sure you're probably right. In the nominal space, Rashi, the Ramasa mind that I, Rashi told us, and he was that. Rashi told us that the animal falls into the pit or tent for him, and according to Rav, he only died because of Hevel, and it broke its neck. Rashi said that would still see a fight. Because we say, that was due to the hevel that he couldn't get up with it. That's why he broke his neck. That's why he broke his neck.
So you have a practical issue. How do you determine, unless I guess you have to do some sort
that's
of...
That's not taking a choice. That's the fit of shame I have in Rashi. Now, it could be, Rashi may be holds like Shmuel. When this Rashi was in Rav, somebody else, somebody should not say he holds of Shmuel. He holds of Shmuel, so we made that. Then it's not so difficult. We look what happened, small job.
Why are we assuming that the extension that he makes the purpose of one seven equal on the circumference of
it? Oh, so the shame would say, if it wasn't in all sides, right? So then there's no svara why it should be part of it one.
Yeah.
Right? So what is there? Like now, like Jesus Kasha, how about attainment? It fell because of you that you dug it. Maybe you wouldn't have got that one. So how do the tamers fell out? According to Thesis, you're right, it can be done on all sides, it doesn't make a difference. But the other issue is not fully with Thesis, they all know it fell from the original side that wasn't extended.
Right? And we're dealing with an animal that's not a cat.
Yeah. That's something else. Right. Okay, fine. So that is the first mahalak of the Gemara of Ashi. And remember, we said two mahalakim, and we're showing you what Ashi means. But that's Ashi. If Ashi said, we look why he died. If the Golan Yeshua said, maybe he died due to the Hevel, just That's why you fell in that awkward fashion. And so Rashi is Kiddush. Now, says, this is a more easier matter. Let's have a look what happened. If you fell from the new side, so then he was the one that caused it to die, so you're going to be chayav. If it fell from the other side, the original side, by me a temple. So it's me a temple. Since Rashi could take the omri, we just look where he fell. If he fell from the new side, well, you're the balabar. If he fell from the old side, then we go back to the balabar. And I mean, the new guy will be fine. Right? That's maybe perhaps easier in the information that we have in your. You have the question, how do you know it's not so circular? This time, you can more certainly say it was only on one side. I don't know which side you fell from. If you fell from the new side, you'd be high. Fell from the outside, the original guy's high. Okay, right in the Gemara. Itme. Second white line. Itme. Boy, shall you come to your offer? The boy who's deep as far as it's the width. The width is the same size as the depth. Okay, its depth is like its width. What's the shade exactly? Who cares how wide it is? Yeah, what's the Jewish one? What's the shade? Who cares how wide it is?
Once it's wider than
deep, there's no heaven. Oh, very good. Heaven. We know if it's wider than it's deep, there's no heaven. That text is told us already. The top of the page. So your copy is good. If it's wider than deep, there's no heaven. Now we've got Shiloh. What happens if it's the same? Is the heaven or not? Do we say there's heaven only if it's a narrow pit? Or then it's depth or no? There's only no heaven if it's wider than its depth. That's the shadow one. It's my boy Shenki Kirochom. Rabbi Nagasim, Thomas Abai, Mishmi, the Rabbi Babachono. Rabbi Nagasim said, both of them said that in the name of Rabbi Babachono, the whole Mishmi, the Rebbe, money. And it said in the name of money. Chadon, one of them said like this, Le'olom, Yesh Bahebel, Adji Yochro, Yeser Arimka. There is heaven. Unless it's wider, more than the depth. There's no heaven unless it is until it's deeper, more than its width. So, who can answer the question? What's it then if it's square? If it's equal depth and height? And width and depth. What's the din? According to the first Chadoma, what's the din? There's two Chadomas in the Gemara. One of them is like this, one's like this. So go to the first one.
So from the first one, there is heaven.
There is heaven. But unless
it gets wider than it's
deep. It's wider. But the second one, there's no heaven. The heaven only comes if it's narrower, more than it is. Yeah.
Now, is there no heaven well, or is it just it's not
good? No heaven for peace.
So it's still damaging.
Yes, yeah, sure. No heaven for peace. Okay, very good. Ava, Ava, Marishai. We like you say. Ava, Marishai, like you say. If the first guy, and I remember to go back in the mission said there were two people who owned the pit. So how could be two people owning a pit?
You both did the last tap out.
Very good. Excellent. Fantastic.
Or if it's on the Shish Rabin.
So we have a boy of two shotrim, just passed the test, a boy of two shotrim, and one passed by and didn't go in.
They passed by, they dug a bit together and they went away,
yes.
One came back.
Right. And they dug a bit 2 months ago, then one of them went by, saw it covered, didn't cover it, and the second guy then didn't cover it. The second one is the one that's high. So the Gemara wants to know what's the basis. What's the basis to be potter? Why should the first guy be potter? Why should the second guy be more liable than the first guy? Right, what's the svar for it? Well, you were negligent, I was negligent. Say the both of us were negligent. So why should we both have to be? So I saw it last. You saw what? So that's the shot of the Gemara. Rishon Amos Mifta. When can Rishon say, well, I'm off the hook? Rabbi Yisrael, Dalma Jamai, Mishmid Rabbi Bachona. Rabbi Yisrael, both said in the name of Rabbi Bachona, Dalma Mishmid Rabbi Mami. Remember, same as the Rabbi Mami, you've said that before.
Sure. Huh? It's Rabbi Mani. Rabbi Mani.
Yeah, money can also be, who is it? No, it's Rabbi Mani, isn't it?
Yeah, if you we thought it would be money, it would be Rabbi Mani. The Rabbi Mani, not the Rabbi.
Oh. Yeah.
The Rabbi looks like the Rabbi, comma, yeah. Money.
Yeah, no, they're really not, right? They're Rabbi Mani. Kadama! One of them said, Mishin Nichoy Mishtamish. If the first guy saw the second guy is using it, then the first guy can say, well, it's not my responsibility anymore. The second guy is the one who has to look after it. Why? We'll have to see soon. If you have a trick question, the Chazari should know it. What does Danyo mean? Right, Moshe Kargabot. Right, Kavit does not mean Kavit. It means the Kavit.
Why not? Why is Moshe?
Because we'll see, it's a Loshan Shmir. In the Hemshech of the Gemara, about two lines down, it's going to be clear. It's something to do with God. We'll see. Right. Mishim Saloi, Dal Yori, it's Kav. So, Machlokes, first guy said, Chanoma, the first Amori told us that the Pshat is, if I saw you using it, I'm off the hook. And the second one said, that. So no, it's not good enough that I still use it. I actually gave you the cover. I want so special I give you the cover.
You make it very clear.
I'm giving you over the responsibility of Shmir. That's why it must be on my cover. I gave you over the responsibility of Shmir, and that's what leads me off the hook. By you accepting, by the second guy accepting the cover, he basically accepted on himself.
Two people in the building, you give that the last person, you go to get the last person the keys. You make it very clear, please lock up before you go.
Yeah, not just please, lock up.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm told you to do what you meant to do, right? And it's not just giving over this, but the fact that they've got the second person extending the key, that his it's full accepting shrink. I mean, if I go and throw down my keys in front of a dog and say, lock up, and the dog looks up at me, that means nothing. It means I'm obviously. He has accepted on himself, but by me giving over the back of the lid to the second guy, the guy accepting it, that's really acceptance of Shmir. So why is this Machlokes based on? Why is that Machlokes? Because you don't know, first of all, there's Machlokes on him saying exactly the same. If somebody drew water from a pit, and his friend came along, I also want to draw water. Leave me, let me do it. Keep it changing. If the first guy let the second guy use it, the first guy is off the hook. If it lets me activate it, no. Mishayim so lowing down. So it's actually Machlokes Tanoim. Well, this Chadama happened to be a Machlokes Tanoim. We've spoken about before, but I'll say again that generally we don't like it to be Machlokes Tanoim to be the same as Machlokes Amoraim. That's why the class often lay Machlokes Tanoim. It's Machlokes Tanoim already. Maybe it's Tanoim, you're saying the same as Machlokes Tanoim. But it's not the end of the world. If the Aron happened to be arguing the same as Tanoim, it's not the end of the world. And it happened, and this is one of the cases where it's happened. Tanoim, it happened to be the Aron were arguing the same as Machlokes Tanoim. If we can get out of it, Mato. That's what Mato said. Maybe it's Tanoim. No, it's not Machlokes Tanoim. But if we're going out of it, we'll accept it. That's this Gemara. It is indeed the Machlokes Tanoim. So what's the basis for this Machlokes? But Michael Riffin, what are they arguing? Why are they arguing? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? If there's me Yaakov Saba, Yesh Be'er. If there's me Yaakov Holds, Yesh Be'er. I'm in the day of Amaleh. I'm in the day of Amaleh. If there's a Yaakov holds, there is Breyer. What does Breyer mean? Breyer means if we have a pit that we open together and the water is one big puddle, if I use one big amount of water, if two partners draw water, if you're the Yeshreya, let me say that each person is really drawing his own water and not taking from his friends. He's not using his friend's part of the pit. He's using his own. If you're an embryo, then Pshat is, we're all one big homogenous unit of earth mixed together. I'm using yours, you're using mine. What's enough kumina? What's enough kumina if I'm using yours, you're using mine, or if we're both using our own independent part? Enough kumina is if I'm a shayel. If I'm using your part of the beard, so I'm a shayel. If I'm a shayel, so I'm kind of smear. I think if I'm using my own part, I've got nothing to do with your part. So, man, I'm not a shayel on your part. And I plug that back into my fingers we just had. One person said, that you just say, use it. Okay, you're using it. I'm off the hook. The other one says, no, only if I told you to be the shayel and I gave you over the cow. That's when the first guy's off the hook. And you plug that into what we just saw now. My fingers, each bit in here. If you hold the embryo, so what's that embryo? The kid will hold one unit. So when the second guy is using the pit, he's a shomer on the first guy's pit. He's a shomer. If he's a shomer, he's an automatic shomer. So I don't need to tell you to look after my pit now. You are a shomer. If you're a shomer, you have to look, you have to do shmir on the pit.
Even without handing over the
cover. Even without handing over the cover, you're an automatic shomer. Every shomer is an automatic shomer. If you're Yeshua, so the second guy is not using the first guy's pit, so the first guy's only one has to look after his own pit. If he gives over the cover, he's expressing clearly, I want you to be the shomer, and he accepted it, then the second guy is the one. No, not the first guy's on the
hook. When you one of them is the shomer?
Yes. I mean, the two shows it, we built the pit together, and then the second guy, I'm borrowing the use of the first guy's pit, so the second guy is now the shell, and he's the one solely liable.
So according to that, the Yeshua if he gave him the thing, the guy to just, you know, looked at him, looked up, and went on his, you know, doing his stuff, didn't pick it up, didn't acknowledge that he's taking it. So then, subsequently, if he leaves it, then they both be
right. Yes. The Yeshua. Each one's using their own part. Remember, we said at the time that one of the Yeshuas could be also time based, not necessarily half a bit and half a bit, because if you have half a bit, all the water is going to go out. So obviously you're using the other part of the pit as well. The time base. Each very means if we have a partnership, sometime it'll be mine and sometime it'll be yours. So the maker, when the first guy used the pit, it was solely his pit. And the second guy used the pit, if you're the Yeshua, it was solely his pit. He never accepted on himself some shmir on the other guy's pit. And therefore, there's no time division, and we're both using each other's bits and every show. Let's see Rashi. Rashi speaks at Yeshua's point. Rishon Neimus Mifta, first word of the line is Shabbat. Rishon Neimus Mifta, when the first guy off the hook, the Nito in Alashemi, the Nito in Eaton claim Alashemi, Oysa Shmir, the Shemi, the second guy should be doing the Shmir. If she did on, but it's off. Obviously to us, the honey over we don't know season. Now that way it says the Mishnah over Nishtabishka. It means he was using it. The Tona season, if it just means simply they pass by Sha'obu Olam Shnim, that they both pass by there after there, one after another, and my Rishon Potter. Why is the first guy be Potter? He got Lupash. He also was negative. Just marry that I walk by, then you walk by, doesn't let me off the hook. It means at least you're using it. So first shot was he didn't use it. And the second one, Dalio. Kisvi, I thought you got to say so. Sharisha Bosai, your daughter. The first one opened it and it drew out. And the second guy came and saw the first guy drawing the water. And the first guy gave him the key story of the pit. So how you can take a body, the Rayabashim Shayah, our commission. Each one uses their own pit. And then for the second one, they have a shame. The second one's not a shoil al chalke shoshim. He's not a shoil on the first guy's pit. Shei kuro yimutal al ob shoshim. He's completely required on him to go. He'll look up the music. If it damages, shnei chayomim. Amol, mosol is a zi. If you gave him the kappa, nasen zeh shoshim. The second guy's out of shoshim. Why? Here's the important words. Shekimel Olov Lechasoy. So the second guy was the one who extended on himself to cover it, and therefore they go both go, the second guy is going to be carrying the first one off.
Interesting.
Sure. I mean the Dick of Amari, yeah, that one, yeah?
Yes.
Each one's using their own pit. But I have a shiny. The second one is not a shoil al Khalkishri, not in borrowing, not with the shoil, a borrower. Al Khalke Sharishan on the part of the first person's pit. Shehei, if it would be the shayla, then it would be Kulo Yimutar all of the Shemai. Then it would be completely on him to guard it. No, he's not. He's not the shayla. Now, it's not incumbent on him to guard it. Helka, therefore, him is it. Since he's not the shayla, if it damages, Shem Chayavim, the Turkey Chay. If he gave him the kava, now says they're shaman. Now the second person became a shaman. She keep it all of Rapsay, so he accepted on himself to cover the pit. Since the Gemara, the also the Tamayu are now about 7 lines up. But also the Tamayu, Omar Abinah, really, two words before that. Omar Abinah, but also the Tamayu, says that this Machlokes Tanaim actually is. They go, they actually hold that way elsewhere. This man has shaken shut from Shalom Ramos and he said, two partners owned a chotzer, owned a courtyard, and they fell out on it. And each one forbade the other one to benefit from it. So, are you allowed to walk through the chotzer? They had to walk through the courtyard to get to the house. And there's an argument, yeah, each one can go in their own part of the. Means each one can go into the chotzer, even though each one forbade that off from the other one. But each one can go through the chotzer. Why should that be? And the Chacham obviously said, sorry, I missed out 3 words again. It's not. Hashutim shalot ha'amal b'zeh b'zeh, asurim nikonis ha'chotzer. Kuntza nakana, they're forbidden to go through into the chotzer. And we also bring Ha'akib o'imeh, zeh nechles nesir shaloi, zeh nechles nesir shaloi. And we also bring Ha'akib said, each one can go in. What's pshat? Why is the first Tanakhama say they can't go in and the Muslim Yaakov said they can?
Don't think Shabbat Arba is
very good. That's his thesis, which we didn't do in Shir. The thesis that talks about in the Darin whether we're talking about a type of a chotzer, it's possible to divide or not. But thesis that even if they talk about a type of chotzer, you can divide up, it's the same other. But that's the thesis which we didn't discuss. But the point is, Rodney Yaakov says, despite the fact that you clearly own part of my chotzer, I'm going to have to walk in. Why? Because any chotzer which is in Shutfis is greater, meaning when I use it, I'm using mine. And when you use it, you're using yours. So I'm not using yours. So no, I'm not. You're asking me to have enough from yours. Say, I'm not having enough from you. I'm having enough from my own. That's what the Gemara said. Brosman, you're making it for you. Brosman, I can solve the age thing. The Nashi Isle, behind the Nashi Isle. Each one went into its own part.
So, can we talk about geographically, they're on part or timeline?
Time.
So, they can go anywhere they want in the
country. Right.
They can't go in together.
So, that's it. It'll have to be, if it has to be in its own places. So
they hate each other.
Yeah. If you go time wise, it doesn't have to be that.
If they're coordinating times and dividing it up, then.
That's right, you sure.
So you could still, and I'm just saying, so far as the Neder goes, and getting Tana from the other person by making a schedule together, isn't that making sense of that Tana?
No. It's a matter of things.
Okay. I was just thinking that cooperation.
Yeah, that's Tana. Yeah, okay. So, I'm solving, I'm not back, I'm solving, yes, we are hiding the Russia, I'm hiding the Russia. Rabbanan Saba, and Rabbanan Saba, held the Adga. Okay, listen. The next part of the Gemara, so Mishnah, I don't know if we've learned to have an answer, but we should skip it. But it's nothing to do with where we learned it. Gemara is the first time we learned it, but now we're focusing on both. So we're on the series of both. So we're skipping it, and the Mishnah share on Sunday is going to be from the on Tuesday, on Thursday, right? And share on Thursday is going to be from the Mishnah, we saw on Harisha and Kavashi and on Sunday.
Okay. So then the vote keeps going. Then you don't vote all the way till the end. Yeah. Okay. Is there any discussion from the Irish? I'm good with this. So good.